It was 1979. I was on a plane with my parents to the good old USA. I couldn't see all the other passengers because I was in my mother's womb. I was made in Lebanon and born in New York City. Little did I know I was in for a horrifying experience, a nightmare that would have taken out the toughest of men at a young age. That's how effed up things were. Eventually, the plane landed, and we moved in with my uncle and his wife in New York City. There were lots of arguing and fighting, and yes, I could still vividly remember some things when we lived in that apartment in Chelsea, New York City. We lived there until I was 3 years old, so to remember things that young is remarkable for me. I remember standing in front of our building, looking up, and seeing the towering buildings. They looked so much bigger and extraordinary back then. I was dumbfounded and had no idea what I was looking at. At the time, I didn't know it, but Sally was disappointed with my pregnancy. She was very young. She was 15 when she got married and 16 when I was born. My parents fled the Lebanese Civil War and sought refuge and a better life in the United States of America. She was disappointed because she didn't want to be tied down by a baby. And because of that, she always had it out for me. She quite literally blamed me for everything, including the pregnancy itself. I became the scapegoat. I wasn't looked at as a human being. I was looked at as the problem. And the only way to solve it was to physically beat, criticize, and humiliate me. If you can imagine yourself at the age of 15, I don't think you'd be excited about having a child. However, I don't think you'd blame the child. No normal person would. A normal person would say, "It's my responsibility." So every time Sally would look at me, she'd be reminded that I was the one who took away her freedom and happiness. She failed to see that I was a source of happiness, as I was always cheerful and cracking jokes. She was more enamored by her Lebanese friends, telling her how much fun they had at the club. A child could walk into a store and buy cigarettes at that time. So, guess what I did at 3 years old? I'd cross the street, walk into the bodega with an empty pack of cigarettes in my hand, look at the clerk, point at the empty package, and give him the money. In turn, he gives me a new pack, which I cross the street back home and give it to my mother. Yes, you read that right. Crossing the street solo at 3 years old in Chelsea, New York City, with busy car traffic. Did I come up with the idea? No, Sally did. Did it occur to her that I could be hit by a car or kidnapped? Probably. She probably wanted me to die or get kidnapped. But the Creator, God, universe, had me protected. At age 4, my parents moved to West New York, New Jersey. I remember always going to the store to buy her cigarettes there, too. Back then, I wasn't much of an eater. I didn't have much of an appetite. I don't know if it was due to trauma or depression. But I didn't have life in me to want to eat. So one day, when I refused to eat her spaghetti, she took a big pot full of warm pasta and dumped everything all over my head simply because I didn't want to eat. Rather than taking me to the doctor, I don't know why she thought this would be the solution. A year later, I learned something that broke me down and made me feel worthless. She recalled the day I was born. She told me that when the nurse brought me to her, she screamed in horror slash disgust and told the nurse, "Get him away from me." Luckily, my uncle was there, and he had his eye on me. This uncle eventually moved far away from Sally and his siblings to avoid their drama.